Well, welcome to your May Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm your host, Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County. And this month, we'll be visiting with a familiar voice to the county, but a new voice for our affiliate company, Country Financial. Jessica Chapelier is serving as the new insurance rep for Country Financial in downtown Hillsboro. And I took some time to chat with her about her background and new position.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, excited to work for Country, excited to work with the Farm Bureau. So thrilled that I'm staying in my community and have the opportunity to do this.
Well, I think you're going to be just a great fit and really looking forward to working with you as well. Wanted to visit about your background. You were working in Hillsboro before you just took this new position, and yep. You're from Montgomery County. So just let's visit about your family and some of your past roles and just your background.
Sure. So I grew up in rural Raymond, just in between Raymond and Nokomis on a family farm. And I was the oldest of four girls. My maiden name was Wernstein. So Jessica Wernstein was my maiden name. And grew up on that farm, took a love for working in the agricultural world through FFA. I was pretty much, that was one of my favorite activities going through high school. I was a member of the Lincolnwood FFA program and took a very active role in that organization. And my after my senior year of high school, I ran and I was elected as a state FFA officer. And so I served as the 1997-98 state FFA treasurer, and that required me to take a year off college to do that role. And I traveled the state of Illinois representing agriculture to FFA chapters around the state, as well as speaking at banquets and working with the state government in regards to agricultural policies and ag education. And then after that, I started college at the U of I with a major in ag economics, farm and financial management. And so when I graduated from the U of I, I took a job with Aldi Foods as a district manager. And my husband, Joe Chapelier from Hillsboro, we lived in the Springfield area, and I did that job for several years. He then had an opportunity to come back and farm with my dad in Montgomery County. So that's what brought us down to the Hillsboro area. And in moving to Hillsboro, took an opportunity down in Hillsboro to work for Fusion Fitness and Aquatics, which is attached to Hillsboro Hospital. And that got me a chance, that gave me a chance to stay in the community, which was something I was looking for at that time. We had a young child and another one on the way. And so it gave me an opportunity to stay local and really gave me a chance to know and get to know the people of Hillsboro. Before that, I was living in Hillsboro, but I was traveling for my job to Springfield, Decatur, Mattoon for my job with Aldi. But the job at Fusion really gave me a chance to stay in the community, get to know people in the community, be a part of my kids' activities at school. So I was at Fusion for almost 10 years when the opportunity for Country came up. And going back to my ag background, I was familiar with Country from working with the Farm Bureau and working with the FFA. So I was very, it was a very respectful position for me, a very respectful company that I was anxious to get the opportunity to work with. So thrilled to be able to stay here in Hillsboro. And we do have three girls here that are involved in the Hillsboro School District here. We have a sixth grader, a fourth grader, and a soon to be kindergartner. So just thrilled to be back in here. Joe's family's from here. My family's close in Montgomery County here. So thrilled to be working here.
So that resume that you just listed off, I just think that's a fabulous fit for your new position. So this is really exciting. And I have got to think that your clients and potential clients are going to be really excited to get to know you and talk to you. That farming background, Jessica, it's becoming more and more rare. And that's a really important piece to what some of the things you're going to be selling with Country Financial.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that a lot of people knew me from Fusion, but a lot of didn't realize that I did have the background that I had in the with the farm and financial management background and the FFA experience that would connect me to a company like Country. But I think that the thing I look forward to doing most is to working with some of those farmers, connecting with those farmers, making sure that their insurance needs are covered. Farmers are regularly changing changing machinery, or they're definitely purchasing new land or selling land. And knowing that, being aware of that, understanding how that works and the costs that are associated with that, I think will help in this position. And like I said, just excited to connect with that group of members of the community again.
I think one thing that all three of these jobs that you've had now have in common are that you've worked with people and you're a people person. I think we can tell that just by me visiting with you right now. But would you say that's true? You definitely had to do some networking and communicating in all of those positions.
Definitely. And I feel like I'm someone who's motivated by being around people. They motivate me. And so my day, at the end of the day, I'm excited every day to go home, and the people that I've had a chance to communicate with and get to know and their backgrounds have inspired me. And so those are things that in my jobs, previous jobs, that have really, really been a motivator for me, just working with the people in the community. I've liked my role at Fusion. I did a lot of, had to do a lot of work with a lot of organizations. I work with the Rotary, the Chamber of Commerce. Those were all added features of working in the community. I got to work in with those other organizations and get to know people that weren't necessarily members of Fusion, but also in those other organizations. And that was just an added benefit to get to know more people in the community. And so that's one thing I want to continue to do, is just to continue to be in the community, be involved in those different organizations. And like I said, that's one of the things that I'm motivated by, is just working with a lot of different people.
Well, that is just wonderful, and I think is going to serve you very well in your new position. So I will ask, how is the job going so far? I know it's pretty fresh, and just in our conversations, you said a lot of training has been happening, but what's it been like getting in the office in Hillsboro and feeling out how the new position is going to be?
Well, so far, so good. I started April 1st, and through country, most of that starting involved a lot of training. And due to the current COVID situation, a lot of that training has taken place online. So I've been sitting behind my laptop with a camera on me and doing a lot of training that way. Some of those days have been 8:30 to 5 solid training. And then other days there hasn't been as much. That is starting to kind of wind down. But as in the position I'm in, that training has also been mingled with business that currently happens in the office daily. So that has not stopped. So as I'm learning via an online platform, I'm also learning hands-on of the people that are coming in and out of the office, and the phone calls and the situations that are occurring in people's lives that come into the office or that are calling in. So it's been great to kind of see a hands-on approach as well as learning things online. But I've had a chance to go to some different houses and see some of the different things that I need to see that will make me successful in this job by a hands-on approach as well. So it's great versus having to spend a lot of time in Bloomington at the head office learning all this and not having that hands-on connection, where I'm here in the office, have that hands-on connection to it.
Well, I think that's a great way to put a positive spin on it, because I think of online learning that many hours a day being pretty daunting, but the fact that you do get to be in the office has got to be a benefit. And you mentioned you've had a chance to meet some of your clients, but I'm assuming you're still wanting to meet more of them and are welcoming those visits to the office.
Definitely. I'm going to be trying to reach out now that I'm through a lot of the training. We'll try to be reaching out to a lot of different clients that are current country clients, just to introduce myself and get to know them and what their needs are, and if any questions that they have about their current coverage that I can help address and learn along the way. That will help me learn. So any questions that they have for me is only a benefit for me as well. But also, we have our planning here in the office near the end of May, maybe a meet the agent type luncheon where people can come in and lunch on us, come in, meet the agent, and get to know me as well as me reaching out via phone call or visiting farms to some of the other people that are current clients. So that's kind of going to be the focus for the next couple months or so, is just getting to know the current clients and the needs that they have and the questions that they have, because insurance can definitely be something that not everybody knows a lot about until they actually have to deal with it. And so anyway, I want to be there for those people that have the questions on insurance. And like I said, I'm learning right there with them. So it's a great opportunity for me to learn right there with them.
Jessica, for those current clients, I guess we should point out the office hasn't moved, phone number hasn't changed, but also for those new clients, what is your contact information and where you're located?
Sure. Yeah. We are still located in downtown Hillsboro, right next to Napa, right actually in between the new library and Napa, just kind of across the street from the Journal News. And if they wanted to get in touch with us here at the office, the girls that have been here at the office are the two assistants, Paige Myers and Christy Wolf are here. They're excellent. They can handle a lot of your questions and have been in the past couple months. Our phone number here is 217-532-3536. So they could reach out to us at that number, or you could go to the Country Financial website and search for Hillsboro and find us that way as well. My email is just jessica.chapelier@countryfinancial.com. So they can reach out to us a lot of different ways, but phone is probably the best.
Sounds wonderful. Jessica, as we are about out of time, anything that I have missed or anything that's on your mind that you would just like to share with those listening about your new role?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I'm thrilled to be here, thrilled to be working in the community, and excited to work with those people that have the insurance needs or get to know more people in the community as time goes on. But definitely here to be a resource for those that have situations and they need insurance and they need to know more about their current policies. That's what I'm definitely here for. So excited to be in the community, excited to be working for a great company like Country and the products that they have to offer to so many people. I think one thing that I've learned in my last couple of weeks of training is that Country really stands behind its products and they really stand behind their customers. So if there are those situations that come up, Country is here to support you and help you and get you back to where you were prior to those things coming up. So that is one thing that I'm proud to work for a company that stands behind its products and stands behind its service so much like Country does. And I think it just is a great representation of what a small community is. That's what we want to do for the members of our community, and Country stands behind us with those products. So I'm thrilled to work for a company that does just that.
Jessica Chapelier, new Country Financial Insurance Rep in Hillsboro. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.